Hello to all the boys and girls out there in Booville. I hope you're all good little children and got lots of nice Christmas prezzies this year. I'm still at my parents' farm. In fact, I'm in their garage, or garage, if you happen to live in the UK. And I'm going to go down to the barn. Apparently it's very windy, so what I'll have to do is perhaps pause this while I'm actually outside. But there is a horse in the barn, so I'll see if I can... Either that or she's in the field, I'm not sure. But I'll see if I can capture some horsey sounds. Anyhow, I have had a lovely Christmas, so I thought I'd also recap that a bit. My brother and his girlfriend and her little boy actually came on Christmas Eve. I was thinking they were coming Christmas Day, but they came on Christmas Eve instead, which is probably better because my grandmother had to go home on Christmas Day in the afternoon. She had another family engagement that evening. So we had turkey dinner with all the trimmings, which my mother cooked admirably as usual. My brother's girlfriend's little boy, he's an adopted child, because she didn't think she could have any children, which of course turned out to be not true, because she's expecting in March. anyhow, the little boy was adopted, and he has fairly severe ADHD, so he will not settle down. He goes continually, like a bloomin' jack-in-the-box, from morning until night, but he's so cute that one can't help but forgive whatever little faults he may have. He doesn't get the fact that I'm blind, which is really funny. He kept saying to me, "What if you open your eyes bigger? Will you be able to see then? Can you see yet? Can you see me?" And so at one point I said to him, "Well, I hope you're going to be good tonight, because Santa Claus won't bring you presents unless you're good." And he responded with, "Well, Santa Claus doesn't bring presents to people who can't see." It was actually kind of a rude thing to say, but he's only four, so of course I didn't take offense. His mother said, "Braden, you shouldn't say things like that," but it was kind of funny. So my brother and I decided not to buy for each other this year because, as I say, he's expecting a child in March, and I'll buy something for the child then instead. I did ask him if he wanted to go and see the Star Wars film with me. I even offered to pay for his ticket, because we loved the original trilogy, and The Force Awakens is supposed to be almost as good as the original. I mean, heck, it's got most of the original cast in it, for Pete's sake. But I won't go into it too much here on Audio Boom because it's not fair. There's enough family drama on Facebook now, apparently. Not my immediate family, thank God, and all the little fishes, but some extended family drama got put on Facebook, and I tell you, it may sound antisocial of me, but I'm glad I'm not on Facebook right now. even more glad than usual. I've never cared for the idea of Facebook. It's just not me for some reason. I just couldn't get on that bandwagon. I take all my sociability out on Audio Boom. Anyhow, so I'm not going to get into too much drama here, but to be quite frank, in some respects, my brother has been acting like a turd lately. King Turd of Poop Hill. And his immediate response to my offer to pay for his Star Wars movie ticket was, "No, it's going to be no good. I don't want to see that." Okay. Well, I thought it might be nice for us to have some sibling bonding time. We don't see a lot of each other, and when he's actually acting grown up and responsible, I like the guy. he's just acting in a manner at the moment that makes me question what kind of a father he's going to be. But anyhow, as I say, can't go into that. It's not fair. He's not here to defend himself. Less drama we have in our lives, the better, and stuff does not need to go online that's family-related, so I shouldn't have even said what I did, really. Anyhow, I'm going to go outside now, and if it's really windy, I'll have to pause this. other than that little bit of drama. Oh, my word. Windy it is. Okay. My mom did say there was quite a keen east wind blowing. Woo! Holy Nelly! Okay, I'll have to pause this. Right, okay, I am back coming at you from the barn. There was no way I could have recorded out there. Not even with a windsock. Oh my word, it's cold. Good gravy, what was I saying? Oh, just, I guess, how nice Christmas was. My mother told me not to expect much for Christmas, and I really didn't, because my parents were kind enough, when I moved, to pay for a new bedroom suite for me. I didn't ask for it, they just decided to do it. And my mom also bought me a smaller desk for my now much smaller bedroom. So I really didn't expect much for Christmas, and I got a lot more than I bargained for, which was extremely kind of her, both my parents, although I think Mum was the one that picked out everything. I got a couple nice sweaters that she bought when they were in Florida. They're Columbia sweaters, so I think she got them at a discount, but they're a really good brand. I got a lovely blouse that I can wear to church with lace panels in the shoulders. I got some snuggly PJs, yay, for warm pajamas. I got, there was a gag gift in there too. Oh, I love it when people do this to me. I did it to Kim, so I suppose it was only fair that someone should do it to me in kind. When I moved into my new apartment, I had to get some new garbage cans, and my mom got me ones that were really tall. Now, I like that, frankly. Because they hold more, but the garbage bags I had for them were far too short. So she said, oh, I'll get you some garbage bags, and then she never did, so I bought some tall ones. Well, wouldn't you know it, in my Christmas gift bag, there was a big box of tall garbage bags. And I didn't know what it was. I held up the box, thinking it was going to be, I don't know, some sort of interesting gift item, and I said, what's this? And she said, garbage bags. Also, one time when we were out shopping, I found this lovely little jar of snowballs. Now, I love snowballs. They're coconut and chocolate confections. Absolutely delicious. But Mum said, you better not buy that jar because I think the seal's been broken. And we looked in a bunch of other places to see if we could find snowballs. And I even looked when I was shopping with my friend Kim the other week. And not a snowball could I find. Well, in my Christmas gift bag, there was a jar of snowballs. Different jar. It's actually shaped like a snowman. It's quite pretty. I'll keep that when I'm done the actual confections. But Mum found it at Home Sense. I thought that was so nice. So yeah, really. Oh, she gave me a little package of Ferrero Rocher, which is my favorite chocolate, other than snowballs. Oh, and she gave me a whole mess of hot chocolate, a bunch of different flavors, which will be lovely on cold winter evenings, especially because my apartment, unfortunately, is rather drafty. She also got me a pair of Sennheiser earbuds with a mic and a remote in them that I can use with my iPhone. Now, those I knew about because I was actually looking for earbuds at Best Buy one day when she was with me. And those Sennheisers happened to be on sale. They're normally $80, and they were on sale for half price. So she did say to me that day, well, I'll buy those for you, and we can consider them a Christmas gift if you like. So I did know those were coming. Unfortunately, and I'm really disappointed, they don't sound very good. Like, normally Sennheiser is an excellent brand. I've tried several of my friend Kim's Sennheisers. She's a Sennheiser fiend. That's what she tends to buy. So I've tried hers, and I really liked them, and I was expecting these earbuds to be just as good, but they're not. Now, I think they're a lower model, a less expensive model than the ones she usually gets, so perhaps that's why. But honest to goodness, they sound just as good or just as bad as the little cheap $7 pair of earbuds that I got from Walmart a few years ago. Now, the ones I got from Walmart do not have a mic in them, so I am happy to have ones that do, if I'm, you know, in case I'm using my iPhone and want to answer a call and I'm listening to music and stuff. These will permit me to do that, and